From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is in Kenya with economics and security high on his agenda. The president touched down in Nairobi Friday evening and was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. He later dined with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other extended family members. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey says that the president's busy schedule starts Saturday.
Some 10,000 police officers are deployed throughout the streets, which are lined with Kenyan and American flags and billboards welcoming President Obama. While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets Friday and opened its air bases to U.S. warplanes attacking extremist forces in Syria. The airstrikes were Turkey's first against Islamic State targets in Syria. The foreign ministry in Ankara said U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border for operations against Islamic State. The Turkish statement said that it would also take part in anti-Islamic State operations inside Syria. Earlier Friday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey has agreed to let American jets use the Incirlik Air Base for combat missions against Islamic State. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if the Congress disapproves a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Iran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York Friday, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
We go right back to square one where we were with no alternative. Iran is enriching. We have no inspections. We have no ability to know what they're doing. We don't roll back their program. We're right back where we were, and we are going to head to conflict.
Congress has 55 more days to accept or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a presidential veto. The U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. As VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports, Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed with two other men July 11th.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen al-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Police in the U.S. state of Louisiana have identified a gunman who opened fire Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing two women and wounding nine other people before killing himself. Officials in the town of Lafayette say they are seeking more information about the suspect, 59-year-old John Russell Hauser. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft described Hauser as kind of a drifter. About 100 people were in the theater watching the film Trainwreck when the gunman began shooting his fellow moviegoers. European regulators have given a green light to a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. The European Medicines Agency said Friday that the drug, known as Mosquirix, or RTS-S, should be licensed for babies and very young children, despite mixed results in testing. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 0.92%. The S&P was down more than 1%. It ended the Dow's worst week since January. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.